is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. It appears today's voting has gone mostly well around the country. This Las Vegas voter still has 2020 fresh in his mind.
I'm hoping that, like, people can accept what happens and move on, and that everything just blows over and the next 4 years come to pass.
Donald Trump advisor Steve Bannon has told CBS's Robert Costa that he's making plans to contest the election if Kamala Harris wins. As for Trump,
I hear we're doing very well everywhere. Now, I may regret that statement, but I'm hearing that we're doing very well.
Trump spoke after voting in Palm Beach.
It won't even be close.
CBS's Weijia Jiang has an update from the Kamala Harris camp.
We know that she is feeling calm, she is feeling good, and she feels like she has left everything on the field. And really, there's not much more that she could have done. She is in Washington, D.C., surrounded by family, and she's doing a few radio calls today, which is pretty typical for a nominee on Election Day to try to hit people as they're driving around to and from work.
Pennsylvania is a must-win state with 19 electoral votes. CBS Philadelphia's Wakeisha Bailey is at a polling place there.
We've been out here all morning, and polls opened at 7 o'clock this morning. And so far, these lines have really been nonstop. A lot of people are here because they have a lot of issues.
Harry Truman was the last Democrat to win the White House without winning Pennsylvania. That was back in 1948. There have been threats on polling places and elections officials this year, and beefed up security is the norm today. CBS News national security contributor Sam Vinograd.
Officials across the country have been planning extensively to share threat information and to do scenario planning to make sure the right resources are in the right places. Voters should know that there is no indication that the integrity of our election infrastructure can be altered, and that there are officials all across the country ensuring that they can vote safely.
Democrats hope they can turn the House of Representatives from red to blue. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Democrats need to net just 4 seats in the U.S. House to take control and very much handcuff or help a future President Harris or Trump. And I'll tell you one last piece of news a few moments ago. The head of the Democratic Congressional Committee, the top campaign operative in the House, said a late move in Iowa could be telling. Democrats are particularly bullish on the Iowa 3rd, the Iowa 1st, and the neighboring district in Nebraska, the one representing Omaha.
It's been a bullish day on Wall Street. The Dow is up 437 points. The Nasdaq has gained 255. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. At a meeting last night, the Racine County Board passed the budget for next year. Coming in at just over $238 million, the budget for 2025 was approved with a vote of 13-4. Pleasant Prairie Police say members of a Peruvian national organization were part of a bust at the outlet mall this week. A statement says village police got word that several thieves had left the Oshkosh Outlet Mall and were on their way to Kenosha County for another round of thefts. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is investigating the death of a 39-year-old inmate at the Kenosha County Jail. The inmate was found unresponsive in his cell on Sunday. Polls are open and voters can find out where to vote at the My Vote Wisconsin website. Live election coverage starts at 6 at civicmedia.us or our sister station, 540 WAUK. And free rides to polling stations are available in Racine and Kenosha through various organizations. You can find contact info at WRJN for Souls to the Polls, the Racine Interfaith Coalition, and the Leaders of Kenosha. All of those groups are giving rides. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Changes for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, more roster changes for the Brewers. First baseman Jake Bowers and pitcher Bryce Wilson will not return to the team, both becoming free agents. Pitcher Frankie Montes declining his option to return to the crew. Both he and Colin Ray also headed a free agency. The Brewers GM, Matt Arnold, has been named baseball's executive of the year. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers opened their season with an 85-61 win over Holy Cross at the Kohl Center. NBA, the Bucks losing in Cleveland, 16-1, 14. Damian Lillard had 36 points. The Bucks off to an ugly 1-6 start.
Just because it's a 1-6 start, like you said, it's ugly. You know what I mean? But when you look at the big picture, you know, it's such a long season. It's 75 games left. I've been part of teams that have won 16 straight, 14 straight. You know, you just sometimes you just get in a ditch.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
A dreary and soggy day today. Scattered showers and even a thunderstorm possible this afternoon. With the potential to become severe, we could see some gusty winds and a brief spin-up. Otherwise, today, expect patchy fog, highs in the mid-60s, and breezy winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
And timeless hits, WRJN, Chris Morrow in for Cindy Huber, just after 1 o'clock. What's more timeless than Elvis? It's Suspicious Minds.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see? What you doing to me when you don't believe a word I say? We can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. I know.
Central Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Thing he's found.
This got that 60 doo-wop feel, a little bit of Elton John on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. And Chris Morrow in for Cindy Hugh. We're getting through a rainy afternoon. Election day, you've been down to the polls yet? Lines haven't been too bad. A few people I've talked to said they got in early, and we're in and out in about 30 minutes. Other lines in different wards a little bit longer. As long as you're inside waiting, it's not too bad today. The rain will continue on and off through about 7, 8 o'clock tonight, and the wind's still blustery. It's 67 now at Radio Park.
$100 million. That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on the big pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected Social Security and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Craving a fresh and flavorful sandwich? See why Lee's Deli has been named the best of Racine year after year. Signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Now find Lee's Deli signature subs and chef salads at the newly remodeled Twins Food Market on 16th Street and Packard Avenue. Made fresh daily, pay with cash, card, or Snap. Or you can swing by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and catering options. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine one sandwich at a time.
It's game time. Hardy & Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy & Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy & Jensen, that's where you go.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President and Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
We'll be right back. local news and timeless hits on WRJN. I'm not sure all these years later how R.B. Greaves made it home from work without a call from HR after pulling this.
Last night as I got home about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman. It's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. Never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I will be coming home, gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. We'll take a letter for real. I press it to my wife.
W-R-J-N. Ba 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 ba.
Looking for romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann.
Timeless Hits is WRJ and Bob Rand and the Beach Boys and Chris Morrow in for Cindy Huber here for another half hour or so. Kurt Volman on just after 2 as he is homeward bound with you every weekday. Now, though, let's see what's happening in the Radio Park newsroom. Down the hall, take a left turn, and Stuart J. Waddle.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. At a meeting last night, the Racine County Board passed a budget for next year. Coming in at just over $238 million, the budget for 2025 was approved with a vote of 13-4. The board last week moved ahead with a 0.5% sales tax. That'll go into effect in April. The Racine Art community is grieving the loss of Norman McPhee. He served as the managing and artistic director of the Racine Theater Guild for over three decades. McPhee passed away on Sunday at the age of 88. He left his mark on the local theater scene, directing more than 200 productions. McPhee also played a part in significant expansions in the theater's offerings and infrastructure. Information regarding memorial services haven't been released. Free rides to polling stations are available across the area. In Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha, an organization called Souls to the Polls are picking people up to vote. The Racine Interfaith Coalition has a phone number listed for people to call to get a ride to the polls, as does an organization called Leaders of Kenosha. Those contact numbers are at WRJN.com. Don't forget to bring your ID when you vote. You can see your ballot and where you can vote at civicmedia.us/vote. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
$100 million. That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on the big pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected Social Security and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
A dreary and soggy day today. Scattered showers and even a thunderstorm possible this afternoon. With the potential to become severe, we could see some gusty winds and a brief spin-up. Otherwise, today, expect patchy fog, highs in the mid-60s, and breezy winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
American woman. Said, get away, American woman. Listen what I say. Don't come hanging around my door. Don't want to see your face no more. I don't need your war machines. I don't need your ghetto scenes. Colored lights can hypnotize. Sparkle someone else's eyes. Now, woman, get away from me. American woman, mama, let me be. Go, gotta get away, gotta get away. Now, go, go, go. I'm gonna leave you, woman. Gonna leave you, woman. Bye, bye. Bye, bye. Bye, bye. Bye, bye. You're no good for me.
If I would have thought about it, I would have picked more America songs to play throughout the day today, Election Day, that whole tour, right? American Woman from the Canadian group, The Guess Who, on your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Chiffons, it's a sweet talking guy.
Stop it!
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, your home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen, 12:05 in the afternoon with Cindy Huber. Paul Harvey.
You're sweet, sweet as a honeybee, but like a honeybee stings, you're gonna let my heart in pain. All you left, all you left, is a favorite song, the one we dance to all night long, just to bring sweet memories of a tender love that used to be. Now it's the same old song, but with a different meaning since you've been gone. It's the same old song, but with a different meaning, and it brings me up to heart. Oh, I said a little foolish, have I?
Stay.
Gallery. It's nice to be with you on your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Good afternoon. Tuesday in full swing this weekend. Got some fun going on at Memorial Hall. The Pure Soul concert's going to happen November 8th. That's this Friday. A tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul. You can still buy tickets by going to the Festival Park website. Go to the events page there and click on, well, events, oddly enough. And you can buy tickets for Pure Soul online. And we've got a whole bunch of ticket winners down there, too. People looking forward to it this Friday at Memorial Hall.
$100 million. That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on the big pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected Social Security and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die concert series welcome Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall. Pure Soul Presents is a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul, the music that defined a generation.
So good! So good!
Pure Soul Presents proves that rhythm and romance never go out of style. Tickets for Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
Continuing election coverage you won't find anywhere else, including results when the polls close November 5th. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Count on us on air at WRJN, on the web at WRJN.com, and always on the Civic Media app.
WRJN. I need love to ease my mind. Oh man, but mama said, hey, hurry, love. No, you just have to wait. She said, love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take.
And timeless hits on WRJN. CBS News and Stuart J. Waddle's local update coming up at 2 o'clock. And then Homeward Bound. It's Kurt Volman at 2:05 here on WRJN. Did you vote yet? Make sure you make plans to do it. If not, we'll have results on our sister station, WAUK, 5:40 a.m. tonight. Or the Civic Media app. Full coverage of all the returns this evening starting at 6. It's going to be pretty comprehensive and probably the best you'll find across the state. Again, log on to civicmedia.us. You can click on the stations that that we do our news talk formats on. The closest to us here, 540 WAUK. Follow the results all night with Civic Media. Right now, though, we are cruising into the 2 o'clock hour. Got Marvin Gaye on WRJN.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Our things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are alive. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying.
She had to the car.